All right, so are you ready to really kind of dig into this whole Hell in a Cell Undertaker versus Mankind thing?
Oh, yeah.
King of the Ring 1998. This
Yeah.
match is it's brutal, it's legendary. It's one of those things that's just seared into wrestling history.
Definitely.
But I think we want to take this deep dive a little bit beyond just the surface level reaction of like, "Oh my God, look at that." Like, let's really get into what made this match tick. Why are we still talking about it decades later? What is it about this specific match, you
Yeah.
know?
Well, it wasn't the first Hell in a Cell match. I mean, Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, they debuted the concept of Bad Blood in
Well,
'97.
right.
But this King of the Ring match, this is the one that I think really kind of redefined what brutality was in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, for sure. So we're talking Pittsburgh, June 28th, 1998. The anticipation is insane. I mean, the crowd is just absolutely hyped.
Oh.
But then the match starts, and Mankind is already on top of the cell.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming.
It was a really incredible moment. And I think that's where Mick Foley's genius as Mankind comes in. He really understood the psychology of the extreme. The fans, they expected violence in a Hell in a Cell match, so he gave them violence before the bell even rang.
And then the fall.
Oh, yeah.
We all know about the fall. 16 feet through the announcer's table.
Through the
Jim
tape.
Ross's call. As God is my witness, he is broken in
That's
half.
iconic.
It is one of the most iconic calls in wrestling history. I mean, I still get chills when I hear it.
Me too.
But think about what that did to the audience in that moment.
Right.
This is 1998, long before social media could instantly spoil the illusion.
Yeah, you couldn't just check Twitter and see what was going on.
People genuinely thought that Mankind was seriously injured, maybe even dead.
Yeah, I mean, there had to be people in the audience who thought that.
It blurred the lines between performance and reality in a way that's almost impossible to replicate today.
For sure.
But then what does Mankind do? He gets back up,
He gets up.
dislocated shoulder, and climbs back onto the cell.
Like nothing happened.
I mean, it's insane. This is a perfect example of no selling in wrestling, you know, where you sort of ignore the pain to keep the story going.
Right.
But this was beyond that. It's like Mankind was tapping into something primal, almost superhuman,
He was.
and the crowd was losing their
Oh, they were
minds.
going crazy.
And then it happens again. Undertaker choke slams him through the cell roof, and we find out later this wasn't planned.
It wasn't.
This is one of the things that makes this match so fascinating, I think, is that the unplanned moments actually enhance the story.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The cell breaking a chair, falling through and hitting Mankind in the face. You couldn't script that.
You
It
know.
added this element of raw danger that you can't fake.
Yeah, it felt real and dangerous.
It did.
This match is brutal, but it's also, I think, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. I mean, at this point, most people would be tapping out,
Oh yeah.
but Mankind just keeps going.
The medical team rushed in, but he refused to quit.
It's wild.
It really is. It's like he was feeding off the energy of the crowd, this chaotic mix of horror and awe. He was pushing the boundaries of what people thought a wrestler could endure.
Some might argue that this match went too far, that it was irresponsible, but others see it as this masterpiece of storytelling, a ballet of brutality, perfectly executed. Where do you land on that spectrum?
It's a really tough question. I mean, on the one hand, you have the physical toll it took on Mick Foley,
Yeah.
a toll that he's still paying today.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you have this just incredible spectacle, this moment that's still being debated and analyzed decades later.
Yeah, and it wasn't over yet. I mean, the match continued even after both men had been through hell and back.
Oh yeah, literally.
Literally.
But even after that first fall, the match was far from over. What happened next shocked everyone. Thumbtacks, they brought thumbtacks into the ring.
Thumbtacks, you're kidding, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were already basically wrestling on a bed of broken bones at that point.
I know. It's like they were trying to one-up each other in terms of just sheer punishment.
It's insane.
And the crowd, they were eating it up. They were chanting, Foley, Foley.
Yeah.
And this is bizarre mix of bloodlust and admiration.
It's just hard to imagine that kind of hardcore wrestling happening today. I
Yeah.
mean, the WWE is so PG now.
Yeah.
There's so much more awareness of concussions and long-term injuries.
Definitely. But back then, it was the Attitude Era. It was all about pushing boundaries, blurring those lines between reality and fiction. And this match, it just took that concept to the absolute extreme.
Yeah, did it go too far? I mean, knowing what we know now about the toll it took on Mick Foley's body, can we really celebrate a match like
Well,
this?
that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I don't think there's an easy answer. On the one hand, it's a testament to human endurance, to the power of storytelling. It's like watching a gladiator fight in the Colosseum. It's brutal. You know, it's dangerous, but you just can't look away.
But on the other hand, it's a human being putting his body and mind on the line for our entertainment.
Right.
And we, the audience, are complicit in that. We're the ones cheering him on, demanding more.
Yeah. It's a moral gray area, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation that wrestling still grapples with today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how far is too far?
Mm.
When does spectacle cross the line into exploitation?
Yeah. And speaking of spectacle, let's talk about the legacy of this match. I mean, it clearly cemented Mankind's reputation as this hardcore icon.
Yeah.
But what about The Undertaker? How did this match contribute to his already legendary status?
Well, I think for The Undertaker, this match really reinforced his image as the unstoppable force, you know, the Reaper who could withstand any punishment and still come out on top.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one dishing out a lot of the punishment, and he just kept coming almost emotionless.
Mm.
It added this layer of darkness to his character that was both terrifying and compelling.
Yeah. It's interesting how this one match had such a profound impact on both their careers, pushing them in such different directions. Mankind embracing the chaos and the pain, and The Undertaker, this stoic figure, almost like a force of nature.
Right. And it's a testament to their storytelling abilities, you know, their commitment to their characters, that they were able to create such a powerful and enduring moment.
Yeah.
Even though it was scripted, they made us believe.
Mm-hmm.
They made us feel.
Yeah.
And that's what great storytelling is all about.
So after all that, after two falls from the cell, a choke slam through the roof, a bed of thumbtacks, how did this match even end?
The Undertaker won a tombstone piledriver onto the thumbtacks, and that was it.
Wow. But in a way, it felt like the result was almost irrelevant, right?
Yeah.
The match had already transcended the typical win-loss dynamic. It had become something more, something bigger.
It had become a symbol.
Yeah.
A cultural touchstone.
Mm.
It sparked conversations about violence and entertainment, about the limits of human endurance, about the price of spectacle.
Mm.
And those conversations continue to this day.
I mean, it's wild to think that even in defeat, Mankind somehow came out of this match even more legendary.
Yeah. He became a symbol of resilience, you know, pushing beyond those limits of pain and endurance. And it really solidified his place in wrestling history, particularly in the Attitude Era.
But that kind of legacy comes at a cost, right?
Absolutely. Mick Foley has been very open about the physical toll this match took on his body.
Yeah.
He's had multiple surgeries. He's dealt with chronic pain, and it definitely shortened his career.
So was it worth it?
That's a question only he can answer, I think.
Yeah.
But it raises a bigger question for all of us, you know, about our fascination with extreme spectacle. What is it about seeing someone push themselves to those limits that draws us in? And where do we draw the line as viewers?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a match that happened over 25 years ago, and yet it still sparks debate and discussion to this day.
Yeah, and that's because it tapped into something much deeper than just wrestling. It became a cultural moment, a conversation starter about violence, entertainment, the stories we tell ourselves about both.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's go back to the beginning. We talked about how this match wasn't the first Hell in a Cell.
Right.
But it was the one that redefined it. What was it about this match specifically that made it so impactful?
It was a perfect storm of factors, I think.
Hmm.
The right wrestlers, the right story, the right era. You had two larger-than-life characters, The Undertaker and Mankind, both willing to push themselves to the absolute limit.
And you had the backdrop of the Attitude Era, a time when wrestling was really kind of pushing boundaries and embracing that more raw, violent style.
Definitely.
And then you had those unplanned moments.
Yeah.
The cell breaking the chair shot.
Oh, yeah.
It added this element of real danger, of unpredictability that you just couldn't script.
Right. It made it feel less like a performance and more like a real fight, a struggle for survival.
Exactly. And that's what made it so captivating. It was brutal. It was violent. But it was also strangely beautiful in its own way. It was a story about human will, about pushing past your breaking point, and ultimately about survival.
It really was.
Well, I think this has been a fascinating look at this match. It's given us a lot to think about. This match was more than just a spectacle. It was a reflection of our culture, our fascination with violence, and our desire to see the human spirit tested.
And it continues to resonate with us today, you know, prompting us to question how far we're willing to go for entertainment, what price we're willing to pay to see our heroes and villains push themselves to the edge.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored one of the most iconic and controversial matches in wrestling history.
It was my pleasure.
Hell in a Cell, The Undertaker versus Mankind, Ken of the Ring, 1998. And we encourage you to keep the conversation going. What did this match mean to you? Did it cross the line, or was it a masterpiece of storytelling? We'd love to hear your thoughts.